This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden received congratulations for his election victory from China's President Xi Jinping Wednesday as he prepared to give a speech highlighting the challenges Americans face as COVID-19 cases surge on the eve of the Thanksgiving holiday. Biden, who introduced his foreign policy and national security team Tuesday as he begins a formal transition to the White House after defeating Republican President Donald Trump, has promised to make fighting the pandemic a top priority after taking office January 20th. Meantime, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations. At least 37 people were killed and 15 injured Wednesday when a bus and a truck crashed in southeastern Brazil, police said. The bus was carrying workers at a textile factory when it collided with the truck early in the morning on a highway in Sao Paulo State, police said. The death toll, initially reported as 32, is expected to rise further, state police said in a statement. A man drove a car into the gate of the German Chancellery in central Berlin Wednesday in what appeared to be a protest. Police said they have detained the man, who is now being questioned by investigators. "Stop globalization politics" was painted on one side of the vehicle that touched the gates, where concrete slats were raised as an additional security precaution. They're meant to prevent any vehicles from forcing their way into the site of Chancellor Angela Merkel's office. Ethiopia's government is repeating a warning to residents of the besieged capital of the Tigray region as a 72-hour ultimatum for the region's leaders to surrender ends Wednesday before a military assault. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's military had warned civilians of no mercy if they don't move away in time. Via remote, this is